Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And welcome. Don't forget Sealands Grove Chick-fil-A tonight at 7 o'clock. Kevin's dream of Monday Night Football becomes a reality.
Actually, it's Monday.
What?
It's Monday Night Football.
I said Monday Night Football.
No. When Gifford always said it was Monday Night Football.
Oh. Sarah Bartlett with the pregame show. Every show must have a great lead-in. And Barty will do that. Now, if her pregame show is sprinkled with a lot of Joe Flacco talk, there's a reason for that. He's not playing in tonight's game, but he may make his way into the pregame show broadcast.
Well, you know, that was the first thing she did in Delaware on Saturday. At the University of Delaware, she went over to the banner of Joe Flacco. I'm sure took a couple of pictures of it, and then hoped that he would be on his way up to Philadelphia and stop by the game. Didn't happen.
We explained on Friday it wasn't going to happen.
She held out hope.
Okay, well, hope dashed. Today's show, the Monday edition, being brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. You can always go to purdyinsurance.com. Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And the Lenape Solar Outline, open at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. And joining us now on the Lenape Solar Hotline from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, who covers the Steelers on an everyday basis, one of the fine writers in the country, Ed Bouchette. Ed, welcome. Great to have you on board.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Well, what did you see yesterday? Was there anything really different yesterday, or was it just better execution, a better opponent, better matchup? What was it yesterday?
I think the opponent had something to do with it. The venue had something to do with it, obviously. I mean, they haven't won 10 openers in a row for no reason at home. But I think they also played a little better on defense. They did a few things differently, and they didn't turn the ball over. And really, the difference in that game in Denver was that pick six with a little over 2 minutes left that the Broncos had on Roethlisberger, because he's within a touchdown of winning that game.
Right. Well, the running game, let's talk about that for a moment. Is this what I think Steeler fans should expect to see the rest of the way in terms of the ability to run the football based on the talent at hand? Is this just the way it's just going to have to be from now on?
Well, they better hope not, because that was not very good yesterday until that fourth quarter drive. You know, they had 66 yards rushing total yesterday, and that's just not going to get it done. If they continue to just do that, they're going to be putting some heat on Van the rest of the way. But they did get 30 yards on 7 carries in that big 14-play drive that put the game away. And I think they, the Jets knew they were going to have to run. They were running, and they did well on that one drive. So it might be something for them to build off of. And, maybe when they get Rashard Mendenhall back, too, it'll be a little boost for them.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. What about the mix up front with the offensive line? I know they had high hopes for David DeCastro. Obviously, he's not going to be there. So what about that mix and where everybody's playing in terms of the position they're playing right now, too?
It's not much different than it was last year. Actually, the only difference is Willie Colon at left guard, and I think everybody will agree that's an improvement over Chris Kimoyatu. Because Marcus Gilbert 17 games as a rookie at right tackle. Foster was at right guard for the most part, although Ligurski did play some there and some at left guard. Pouncey's at center, and Max Starks is at left tackle. So it, to me, it's a slight upgrade for a couple reasons over just last year's, because of Willie Colon and because Gilbert's now in his second year.
Roethlisberger, his ability to operate under pressure. You mentioned the pick six, obviously, Denver had, but for the most part, what do you think about his toughness in the pocket and what he brings to the table that allows them to operate?
Yeah, not only his toughness, Steve, it's his awareness. He seems to just have a knack for knowing where the pressure's coming from and to squiggle out of it. I mean, he did that often yesterday, and you know, including that one time where he stepped up and found Cotchery over the middle. It was kind of an awkward-looking play, but he found Cotchery on third down for a first down at the one. That led to Miller's touchdown that put him ahead. So, it was that third and 16, the throw to Mike Wallace, he was under some pressure, too, the touchdown, the 37-yard touchdown. He just, he's gotten even better at escaping the rush, I think, even though he's not as nimble as he used to be. But he has more experience and a better sense of where it's coming from now.
It's safe to say, Ed, he really has a feel for where the vast majority of the chess pieces are on the board.
Yeah, I think so. He threw to 10 different receivers yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Sanchez was looking for Santonio Holmes the whole time. I mean, he threw 11 passes to him, and Holmes caught three. So I think that was a stark contrast in the two quarterbacks and how far Ben is ahead of the pack. And I would think Sanchez is somewhere maybe in the middle of the pack.
No X factor in Troy Polamalu yesterday. No James Harrison. After the opening drive, was it your sense, Ed, that defense really just settled down and just played its game?
Yeah, and Ryan Clark made a huge difference. I mean, he was not, he suffers in comparison to Troy Polamalu, but he made the Pro Bowl as well last year, and he didn't play against Denver.
Yeah.
Right, he obviously didn't play against Denver, and it's the second straight time he hadn't played because he didn't play in a playoff game against Denver. And he came out yesterday, and he bit on a play that allowed that helped Santonio Holmes catch a touchdown pass. But after that, man, he was all over the place. I think I didn't ask anybody this, but it was almost like he and Ryan Monday kind of switched their duties, where the free safety, which is Clark, was up close around the line of scrimmage, and Ryan Monday, the strong safety, was dropping back.
Yeah, it looked like they had switched spots. What has made Ike Taylor better at his spot?
It may be just something as simple as experience.
Yeah,
he had an outstanding year last year. In fact, even in the Jets press guide, they had like the top five. They cited the top five cornerbacks in coverage, and they were citing Stats Pass or Pass Stats. I've never heard of it. Is a service, and Ike was number one in coverage, and Darrell Revis was number two, and that's why they had it in their book. They were crowing about Darrell Revis, but Ike was number one. So
right.
I think maybe it's just experience, and he works hard at what he's doing. I mean, he gets knocked by the public and the press. Most cornerbacks do, and we all know he's not real good at intercepting passes, but he's always on the ball.
Yeah, he is always on the ball. You're looking at a defense that gave up 91 yards in the second half, and I think most of that was in the last meaningless drive, right?
Yeah, there was a stat. Sanchez on the first drive, which was a touchdown drive, was like 4 of 5, and he finished. So that made him finish 5 of 22 for 58 yards.
Wow!
From the middle of the second quarter on, ever since Lawrence Timmons smacked into him, they drew the flag for I guess a high hit. From then on, Sanchez was 5 of 22 for 58 yards.
Amazing. What do you think? Now, look, obviously, we've all seen the Jets every single day for 2 months because people were at their training camp every day for 2 months. You've seen them in person now. What are their issues?
I think they have one receiver, and that's Santonio Holmes is what it looks like to me. That's part of their problem. I think they can have a good running game. Those two backs look pretty good to me, even though they didn't run for a lot of yards yesterday. They look like they're strong runners. They're not maybe the elusive kind, but they look strong. And the defense was without Darrell Revis. I mean, and their starting linebacker, Brian Thomas, outside linebacker. So I'm going to give him a little bit of pass on that one because Darrell Revis is good enough that he can help change a defense.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. In fact, I was talking to Bill O'Brien Thursday night, and we were getting ready to do the talk show here for him, and it came across the bottom of the screen where we were that Revis possibly was not going to play, and I said, how much were you waking at New England to see that report come up?
Yeah, really.
I mean, it's a big plus. Todd Haley, they strung together long drives yesterday. They had an 11-play, 80-yard drive. They had a 14-play, 75-yard drive. Another 14-play, 80-yard drive. And a field goal drive that consisted of 16 plays. Is this the Todd Haley style of playing the game where you can string together drives?
Yeah, you're talking about the field goal drive in Denver.
Yeah.
You're going back to the first two games, right?
Right.
Yeah,
first two games total.
Five long drives in two games.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asked about that somewhere today.
These all run together.
My blog answering questions on the radio here in Pittsburgh this morning. But, we only have two real games to go by to see what he's doing. And what he's doing is the shorter passes. Now, he did go deep, obviously, to Mike Wallace yesterday. But the shorter passes, the take the high percentage stuff, and the running game. I mean, the running game didn't go anywhere, but they tried. You know, they ran it 28 times yesterday, and they only got 66 yards out of it. Somewhere that has to start coming around and produce for them. So time of possession, he wants to score points, obviously, what coordinator doesn't. But time of possession is big, you know, and don't take a lot of – he doesn't want Ben to take a lot of sacks. Now, it's not – so far he has 8, but he had 3 at the end of the first game that probably shouldn't really count.
Yeah, I mean, that's desperation time at the end, so you're just trying to make something happen. Ed, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it very much in the perspective you always give us on the Steelers.
Well, it was good to see Penn State win one.
Yeah, no, it was good. That was great. Yeah. Those kids needed it, Ed, very, very much.
I talked to Bill O'Brien on a letter of intent day at the Super Bowl. Happened to be Tuesday at a press day at the Super Bowl, and I really enjoyed talking with him, and he seems like a good fellow, so I like to see them come around a little bit.
Yeah, no, they have the right guy. You can just send. You can get a sense about those things. They have the right guy, Bill O'Brien.
Yep.
Ed, thanks a lot for the time.
Okay,
I appreciate
Steve.
It. Ed Bouchette, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, answering all of Kevin Herr's questions. Oh, I'm sorry. He's not a fantasy guy. My apologies. He can't tell you who to keep active tonight.
Ah, well. You know, that's okay, because, you know, I'll just figure it out from my other sources.
You finished 6th last year. You need new sources.
I didn't say they were good sources. I just said other sources.
Man, you need something. Is there money in a pool on this thing? Or?
I'm sorry. I really can't comment on that.
We'll take that as a yes. 1-800-795-9565 is our number. Today's show being brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. You can always go to purdyinsurance.com. Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf, and, of course, the Lenape Solar Hotline, open at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Jump on board. Love to hear from you today. The coaches of Shikellamy and Selins Grove next half hour. We will hear from both of them. In fact, we'll hear from one after the break and then one after the news. Because we are equal opportunity people. On News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Business owners, listen up. Reducing your electric bill goes hand in hand with increasing your energy efficiency. And now you can accomplish both with a hand from Lenape Solar, your approved PP&L e-Power Trade Ally. Upgrading to energy efficient lighting in your facility has never been simpler or more affordable. And we do all of the paperwork for you. The e-Power Direct Discount Program for PP&L customers pays you upfront for up to 75% of the project cost. And with the savings you'll clearly see, your project can easily pay for itself in less than a year. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for energy efficiency and solar energy solutions. And now is the time to lower your business's electric bill and increase your bottom line forever. With a hand from Lenape Solar, this is Justin Charles, and I invite you to schedule your free, no-obligation energy analysis today by calling 570-286-1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
Even when they grow up, your kids can still surprise you. My son calls to tell me he bought his first new car, picked the make, model, and dealer all by himself, and negotiated his own deal. But when it came to insuring his new ride, he wanted Dad's advice. I told him one word, Selective. They've always done right by me. It's nice to know you're still needed.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Pretty Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at prettyinsurance.com. Find out what Pretty Insurance can do for you.
Your friends and neighbors are smiling after their single-visit dental restorations by Dr. Carl Jenkins.
I was at a dinner party eating some fruit, and I thought, darn, I didn't know pineapple had seeds in it. And then I reached back with my tongue, and I found out it wasn't a seed, but I had the Grand Canyon in the back of one of my teeth. Dr. Jenkins had some new equipment. He has a wonderful computer program that took those dimensions, made the crown, and I walked out of there with a complete crown on that tooth. Any other time I've had a crown, there are three or four trips back, and there has to be a lot of work on it. Plus the pain of having the temporary crown and everything else. Dr. Jenkins indicated to me that there would have been five separate trips to repair that tooth under the older way of doing it, plus the time in the chair. I haven't had to come back. It's been perfect, so I've been very happy.
In his 20th year of dentistry, Dr. Carl Jenkins in Watsontown. Visit us at smilesbyjenkins.com.
Who handles your money? A bank or credit union that's miles and miles away, or a bank that's in your backyard, that's been around for decades and is managed by your trusted friends and neighbors? A bank like Mifflinburg Bank and Trust. I'm Bill Grice, Business Development Officer at Mifflinburg Bank, where we're celebrating 140 years of local, innovative, and convenient service to you, our neighbors. Our experienced staff has helped generations of families and businesses in your communities with banking products like checking accounts and debit cards, mortgage and business loans, and trust and estate services. Stop in and we'll help you make the change to a bank that cares about you. We are conveniently located in Mifflinburg, Lewisburg, Schmokendam, New Berlin, and Milheim. Or check us out on your smartphone at mbtc.com/mobile. Mifflinburg Bank and Trust, your community's trusted financial resource. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. Dave Hess is the head coach at Selins Grove, who once a year has to put up with Kevin talking with him.
More than once the last couple of years. Well, not last year, but the last several years. Because they've met several times in the playoffs as well.
Boy, you sound confused. All right.
Story of my life.
Dave Hess, it is Sit Down with Kevin Herr as they talk about many things, including War and Peace.
Well, one of the things we did discuss was a very, very difficult schedule, with starting off with what ended up a lot of people thought would be the favorite in the Heartland Conference. And he talked about going 2-0 after Mifflinburg and Trinity.
It really was, and we were very concerned about what the result of that game one would be, because that was huge for our program. And you know, and as the Daily Item had said in their headline the next day, it put us back on track. It really did. You know, I'm not sure where we would be if we hadn't have gotten that first win. And yeah, Mifflinburg was a tall order, but you know what, we felt we had the kids who were talented enough to get the job done. It was just a matter of us putting them in a place as coaches where they could just use their athleticism, not be confused, and just get out there and play. And we got the results we wanted, so we're very happy.
You know, you're rolling in off that Trinity win again, another solid performance. I mean, basically that game, you got hit with big plays. That's pretty much it. I mean, how do you feel about how the way your offense and defense played there?
I was real happy. I was real happy the whole way across the board. I was exceptionally happy with the effort our kids put in. And I was real happy with the fact that every time they faced adversity, whenever Trinity would get one of those big plays, our kids came right back and methodically took the ball down the field and took the momentum back in the football game. So I was real happy with that. Our offense, I'm very happy with where we were week two. But if we are at the same place this week, I won't be happy because we watch films. There's still a whole lot of room for growth, and we're expecting more out of our kids. And I know they have it in them. And at both sides of the ball, defensively, you know, the one thing that we preach is you know, we're high risk, high reward, but the one thing we can't do is give up the big plays. And we gave up some big plays, and that we've got to eliminate that, because that can just lose a game in a hurry for you if you do that kind of thing.
Have you seen, Dave, the payoff right now for playing all those young guys last year as you did? Kind of the growing pains you went through in the middle and end of the season last year. Are you starting to see the payoff now?
There's no question about it. With certain individuals on the football team, it was huge in terms of growth. You know, we had a couple of sophomore cornerbacks last year, Pope and Benasiak, who were pretty much thrown to the wolves. You know, we were just down to sophomores. That's what we had left. And, wow, they've done a great job. And, boy, they wouldn't be where they are if they hadn't have had that year. So, yeah, and there are a number of other positions, too. The offensive line, for instance, we have three seniors back. And those guys, we weren't working with a whole lot of bodies last year, if you know what I mean. And those guys were kind of put out there, and it was do or die with those guys. And they've come back and, wow, they've really produced this year. And yeah, that's a part of the strength of our team, Kevin. So we're real happy with that.
You know, week one was supposed to be one of those games that was going to help decide the Heartland Conference Division I. Well, here we are in week three. We're talking about another one of those games. How often do you see that happen this time of year, where you get two big games and you're not even halfway through the season yet?
It doesn't happen that often, but you know, every league opponent is a big game. Even if you have a loss in the league, you know, and it's still a huge game for you because you never know what's gonna pan out later on. But we have a whole lot of respect for Shikellamy. I mean, Todd Tilford and those guys are amazing coaches, and well, you can tell that they just have a great group of kids because those kids are doing a lot of things really well.
You know, Shikellamy has improved, obviously, from week one to week two as well. The running game is a little bit different now than what it was in week one. How do you prepare for a team that has made some adjustments week one to week two? And you know, from one week to another, kind of looks like a little bit different in the way of offense. How do you prepare for something like that?
Well, we look at tendencies, and we try to put kids where they need to be to try to disrupt what they're doing. And that's really, it's that simple for us. But I got to tell you, with them, it's real hard because they don't just coach the wing T. They coach the next step in the wing. When you watch what he's done, you can tell that he's a Dick Purnell guy. He played under his tutelage, and those guys, Dick Purnell is just a master at the wing T, and Todd Tilford is just great at coaching that thing. And you know, you take one thing away, and there's just a quick adjustment, and they go to something that takes that away from what you're doing. You know, they go to something else that's going to work based on how you're defending it. So it's real difficult, especially with a guy who really knows the wing T and does a great job.
Coach, thanks again for joining us and taking a few minutes out, and good luck Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Well, he seemed to endure that pretty well.
He was very accommodating.
Well, I know. He's accommodating. He's a fabulous guy. Well, you guys are buddies.
I guess. I mean, you never really looked at it that way, but
yeah, that's good.
800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
We've already heard from Dave Hestey, coach at Sealands Grove. In just a few moments, Todd Tilford, personal friend that Kevin Hurt caddies for on the golf course.
Never takes my advice, though, when I tell him what club to hit.
Doesn't take your advice in a lot of things, thus a successful career. All right. Today's show being brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. We're the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15 in Hubble's Wharf. And, of course, the Lenape Solar Hotline at 1-800-795-9565. You can always go to LenapeSolar.com. And Todd Tilford joined Kevin Herr
and one
on
of
the Lenape Solar Hotline.
And one of the things we discussed on the Lenape Solar Hotline was a week ago, or a little over a week ago now, Kyle Fahler and Mifflinburg, as we talked with Coach Hess, one of the teams that a lot of folks thought would win the Heartland Conference Division I, came into Shikellamy Stadium. And, well, the Braves played okay, but defensively had trouble stopping quarterback Kyle Fahler, who had over 120 yards rushing.
Yeah, he's a real athletic kid, so, you know, sometimes you have to just give credit to the other guy. You know, he made some plays, and obviously we have some things we can shore up defensively, and going to have to tackle a lot better again. I think we've been improving, and we had a great week of practice.
Well, as you look forward to this game, one of the things that, you know, has to be on your mind is you're running a new 3-5 defense. It has been a little susceptible to a little bit of a running game. Sealands Grove has run the ball pretty well. How do you think your players are adjusting to that 3-5 as the each week goes on?
Yeah, we feel we're improving every week, and it was pretty impressive how Sealands Grove on their part moved Trinity off the ball. You know, that was a big win for them and for our league, and obviously that's going to, you know, create some headaches. And Coach West defensively has a couple things to hopefully take away that power running game and make them do some other things, because I mean they ran the fullback straight ahead about 8-10 times in a row in that one series, and they kind of have the attitude, if you're not going to stop us, you're going to keep on doing it. So we're going to have to make them look to do something else. We moved a few people around here and there, and I think we have some people in the right spot to get them in a spot to hopefully we can come out with a win.
Well, you know, you mentioned Sealands Grove and how they moved Trinity's line around. That's been a pretty powerful offensive line for the Seals. Your front three in this 3-5 are a real key to how this whole defensive scheme works.
Yeah, the hard part is the guy for them to buy into it with the new system is, you know, part of their job is actually, you know, we want to keep the other team's guards off of our linebackers to make tackles. So, you know, their job up front isn't really to make tackles, but just to free up their linebackers, athletic linebackers, to run. And that's not an easy concept when you're all through youth and junior high, when you're used to flying to the ball, running to the ball, and it's more of a responsibility thing. So it's kind of an overall concept, and you can see that with the mistakes we made last week against Miff, you know, you can kind of see it clicking when we say, oh, here's the things we've been talking about, and they see it on film. And, you know, it's a learning experience, but you know, I think we're ready to go, and they're getting the concept. It's just a matter of it becoming a habit.
Offensively, you were talking the week before about not giving Ernie Tyler enough time and him having to be mobile all the time. I thought it looked a little bit better when you did throw the ball. What was your take on that after you got a chance to look at the film?
Yeah, I mean, Ernie, you know, stuck with Ernie. He, you know, he had a ton of pressure in week one. In his defense, you know, with the Mount Carmel game, I think part of it was we got the running game going a little bit with Garrett Kempling, the people having to worry about him, and Dwayne Pepper ran the ball really, really tough for us last week, which opens up the play action pass game, which we feel Ernie excels at. So, you know, he ask him not to try to do too much, you know, just make his reads and, you know, keep the run the offense the way it's supposed to be. And, you know, I think he did a real nice job of that last week, and hopefully see more of that tonight.
You just mentioned the way that Garrett Kemperling was running the ball, and of course Dwayne Pepper as well. I thought Dwayne actually had maybe one of his best games yet, not necessarily yardage-wise, but confidence-wise. He was actually running downhill by the end of that game.
Yeah, he's doing a good job of getting his shoulders square at the line of scrimmage. And on several of the runs, I mean, he's a blocking back, a lead blocker on the on Garrett made that real athletic run to kind of get us that two-touchdown lead. Dwayne Pep had a really nice kick-out block on that. So he's starting to understand the importance of his role as a blocker as well. And he's a strong, athletic kid that I think is going to be a force for us.
Todd, talk about your passing game. Got a chance to use the tight end a little bit last week. Got a touchdown pass, actually, in the first time he was targeted all year. How's the offensive passing game setting up right now in week three?
Yeah, we have a lot of things we haven't had the opportunity to use yet. You know, we've kids. We feel we can make plays. You know, Garrett. You know, some of the things. You know, we're still looking at. You know, we see Garrett rotating in at some quarterback because getting the ball in his hands is always going to be a good thing. And you know, we have to be able to come out and throw some three-step things just to keep people from loading up in the box. Because I know with the backs that we feel we have, people are going to be sending people up to the line of scrimmage and, you know, kind of daring us to throw. And we have to be able to do that to stay balanced.
Todd, what would be the one thing you want to see an improvement on over the first 2 weeks of the season?
I think, you know, defensively, I'm excited. I think we're in the right direction. I just, you know, it's a tough running game. I think we got Seals Grove has, and I hope to see our backers getting to the ball a little more under control, and forcing Seals Grove to do some things they're not comfortable doing offensively.
Big game, Coach. You're no rookie to these big games at all. Is that something you can bring across to some of the younger players, how to get centered for a big game like this?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think our kids, you know, I think if anything, they're really, really fired up to be playing, you know, I don't think anybody's nervous to be playing. I think you should be excited to be playing in a big rival game for a share of first place in the Heartland. So, you know, it should be exciting. It should be the type of games that our kids, they want to be involved in our program to, you know, go play a rival on the road for first place. So should be a lot of fun. It should be the reason they work their butts off in the summer to be in this kind of an atmosphere that we're going to be anticipating tonight. And it should be just a great, great atmosphere, and, you know, have them go out there and play hard and enjoy it.
Looking forward to it, Coach. Thanks for taking some time out, and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Todd Tilford. So there you have it, both coaches. Dave Hess, Todd Tilford. You'll hear those again with Sarah Bartlett, 6:30 this evening on the pregame show.
Actually, then, I even saved some stuff, so you didn't hear it all.
Dick Hort, who has been Monday Night Football ready for a long time, joins Kevin Herr for the broadcast.
All he's worried about this time of year is the Yankees score.
Well, if I were him, I'd worry a lot.
He's actually in studio, and he said to tell you that he is worried a lot.
And he should be worried a lot. They have issues. Which is interesting, because they shouldn't have issues. They should have virtually anything they want. But it hasn't worked out that way.
He says that one of the issues is restraints on the purse strings this year.
Restraints on the purse strings?
Well, he said Hal Steinbrenner doesn't spend as much as previous Steinbrenners have.
Here's the odd thing. The people that are spending aren't doing well. I mean, how odd is that this year? And I give you the example of a couple of examples. The Yankees are struggling, which we've just outlined. Look at the Angels. I mean, the Angels are struggling. And they spent a lot of money, made big trades. Look at the Dodgers. The Dodgers should be in incredible shape right now.
Are any of their trades panning out right now?
No. None of their deals are panning out. Look at Oakland. They don't spend any money. Okay? And look how well they're doing.
You mentioned this the other day. Who was the other team that you said that was doing so very well and didn't really make any deals at the deadline or near the deadline?
Well, the Giants got Hunter Pence, but that was it. The Reds made no deals.
That was the one. It was the Reds.
Okay? And the Nationals made no deals. And the Braves made no deals. Guess what? Texas made no deals. Oakland made no deals. It's amazing. Now, in the wild card race right now, Oakland and Baltimore are the leaders. The Angels are 2.5 back. Tampa Bay's 4 back. They have trouble. Atlanta and the State College Spikes' new affiliate, the St. Louis Cardinals, are the wild card leaders with the Dodgers a game back, Milwaukee 2.5 back, the Pirates 3 back, the Phillies 4 back. I mean, the Pirates are now in 4th place in their own division.
Boy, they've had a free fall.
Free fall? Tell you right now, it looks like that scene in Thelma and Louise.
The very end of the movie, yeah.
And by the way, who's the hottest team in baseball?
So it's not the Phillies after this weekend.
Who's the hottest team in baseball?
Let's see. All right, Coach Hort says the Orioles.
The Orioles are an interesting pick, but not the correct pick. There are two teams right now that are 8-2 in their last 10 games.
I was going to lead toward the Cardinals.
No, the Cardinals are 3-7 their last 10. For those of you paying attention, and obviously some of you haven't, the A's, of course, being one, but the San Diego Padres. That's right. My buddy had a nice 2-hour breakfast with Rick Berry on Friday morning. Rick is in the ownership group with Phil Mickelson and Peter O'Malley. And they are now 71-76. They're 5 games under 500. They're 8 of their last 10. They're 6 games back in the wild card. This team was buried.
Wait. Really? I did not see that, nor did I know that. 6 games back?
In the wild card.
Wow.
And I'm talking like coming on strong. Chase Headley has been unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, I'll get this text. Look at the Headley numbers. Look at the Headley. He texts me all the time. All right. But Headley's up to 284 now. He's hit 28 home runs. He's driven in 104 runs. They signed him to a long-term deal.
Boy,
Carlos Quinton's hit 16 home runs.
I so left them sit out west on the bottom, I never even looked at the February. I see it now. It's 6 games back. The scoring like 12 runs against Colorado.
They're crushing these people. I mean, they're crushing them, and they have pitching.
So what's the big change?
The kids grew up. I mean, that's what happens when you have a young team. Suddenly, at some point, and you know, and Dick knows. And sometimes they grow up, and that's what's happened. Suddenly, the Padres have grown up, and they're—I mean, it really started when they tore apart Pittsburgh. Then they tore apart the Dodgers. And they've been on a roll ever since. They were so far out of this thing and buried. And now they're 6 games back. Now, they don't have a lot of time. They have 14 days. 15 days, was it? 16 days. So, what, they're 71-76? I mean, I'm not saying they're going to win, but...
They're not mathematically eliminated.
No. The 71-76, that's, what, 147 games? So they have 15 games left. 6 back. It's pretty good. They're the hottest team in baseball.
I still can't believe you just said San Diego's the hottest team in baseball. I know you're right. I know you're right. It just doesn't want to sink in.
Yeah, but look, but look who spent money, okay? Cubs spent money. Nothing. Miami spent a ton of money. Nothing. Mets have spent money. Nothing. San Diego spent no money on the move. Arizona spent no money. Okay? The Phillies have spent a ton of money. Okay? Pirates, they've never spent money on anything. The Brewers, no money. Dodgers spent a ton of money, not there yet. Okay, Braves spent nothing. First place in the wild card. Oakland spent no money, first place. Baltimore spent very little money. They're right there in second. Angels spent a ton of money, got nothing. Tigers spent a ton of money, got nothing. It's interesting. I mean, the teams that have been spending money, okay, the Yankees spent money, not getting, look, they should be better than a 568 team. The Red Sox at one point had spent a boatload of money. Red Sox had the second highest payroll in baseball, okay? Now they've unloaded it since. They've unloaded Gonzalez and Beckett and Crawford, okay? And I'm still stunned about the Nick Punto move. But still, they have nothing, okay? Tigers spent tons of money, nothing. Oakland, I mean, Texas, you know, Texas has spent money, but Texas has spent it wisely. Washington spent no money. They're so confident they're shutting down Cy Young Award winners. Atlanta spent nothing. Phillies have spent a ton. The Mets have spent a ton. Miami spent a ton. Well, guess what? That's third, fourth, and fifth in the division. It's amazing. When you look at the teams that have spent money, it's not coming to fruition this year. It's been the opposite. And in the NFL, a record 20 teams are 1-1 after the opening weekend. Pete Rozelle, happy. Don't forget, tonight, Dick Court, John Gruden, Mike Tirico.
I got bumped for Tirico. Oh, man.
I'm going to get Mike on the show. Mike and I are friends. So
he might be a little busy tonight.
Well, I didn't say I'd get him now.
No. To bump me, he might be a little busy tonight.
No, he could do both games. Today's show being brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Don't forget, you can always go to purdyinsurance.com. Horty, Tirico, Gruden, tonight. With Barty on the sidelines. What do you think, Kev?
I don't know. I think I just got bounced from the entire broadcast, and you added three new people. We're not going to have enough room.
No, I like the direction we're going in. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this.
Why choose Evenlink? Here's why. Even faster access, even better customer service, and even lower prices. Switch from expensive cable to Evenlink's TV, phone, and internet service. Get high-speed internet, all digital TV, plus your local channels with free high def. Add unlimited phone service, plus keep your same number. Packages starting from $75 per month. All three from $75 per month total, plus tax. Why pay more? It's the same TV stations, the same web pages, and the same phone service, but from Evenlink. For a lot less money, you could save $1,000 per year when you switch. Don't wait. Start saving today. No phone line in the house? Don't worry. Evenlink has the technology to bring you DSL only to the home. Call today and Evenlink will waive the $35 installation fee, too. That's right, free installation. A friendly, helpful, and local company for over 15 years. Evenlink. Even faster access, even better customer service, even lower prices. Call Evenlink at 988-1800. That's 988-1800 for Evenlink.
Jeep Celebration Event. If you want a Jeep, you want it during the Jeep Celebration Event. Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck. If you want a Jeep during the Jeep Celebration event, you want to go to Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck on Route 61 in Sunbury or on Routes 11 and 15 in Selins Grove right now. Want a new 2012 Patriot 4x4? Save $2,000. Want a new 2012 Compass 4x4? Save $2,000. Want a new 2012 Liberty? Save $4,000. We have them in stock and ready to go. Complimentary loaner vehicles, first free inspection, and a friendly, casual atmosphere where you call the shots is what makes us stand out from the other dealers. You will be happy when you drive your new Jeep home from Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck in Sunbury or Selins Grove, where you'll always drive away smiling.
Year after year, mile after mile, Zimmerman Motors brings on style. You're gonna drive away smiling, Zimmerman Motors.
Well, Walter's out here in Beaver Springs reminding you, if you're thinking of going to the fair next week, you're gonna miss all the fun. Because the 84th Annual Beaver Community Fair is here, featuring the Swine Show at 9 a.m. on Monday, the Rabbit Show and Fair Queen Contest, both at 6 in the evening, with 4x4 pickup truck pulls at the track starting at 6:30. Special friends will be on the stage at 7 and 9, plus free parking. That's right, I said free parking, and a super low $3 general admission, with kids 5 and under getting in for free. So come out to the Beaver Fairgrounds and see the new, bigger Midway. Plus, every night is $5 wristband night for kids to ride the rides. Lots of food, exhibits, events, and old friends that'll put a smile on anyone's face. With special thanks to the Middle Creek Tractor Swingers, Troyer's Transport, and your friends at Beaver Motors.
Did you know Evangelical Community Hospital offers care locations in Lewisburg, Middleburg, Mifflinburg, Milton, Northumberland, and Selins Grove? Evangelical has you covered for your primary care, as well as imaging services, laboratory and physical therapy needs in convenient locations to accommodate your busy schedule. You don't have to travel to the hospital to get the services you seek. Whether closer to work or home, these offices offer you the convenience you're looking for. To find the Evangelical office closest to you, visit evanhospital.com.
All right, the White Sox in the bottom half of the eighth inning at the Cell in Chicago, leading Detroit 5-4.
The Pale Hosers.
The Tigers jumped out to a 3-0 lead, and the White Sox, I never use Pale Hose. I think that's ridiculous.
Okay, fine.
Oh, I think that stuff sounds silly.
How about Bo Sox? Have you ever used that?
No. Never have. I usually just call them, you know, either the Red Sox or the Sox.
Well, every time I think of that, I think of Bob Uecker, though, from Major League.
Why?
Because he used that in the movie.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah. So, tonight, Monday Night Football, Selins Grove at home to take on Shikellamy. Sarah Bartlett will work the sidelines tonight. Dick Hoard up there to be joined by John Gruden and Mike Tirico. Should be fabulous. We'll have it for you on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Just go ahead and change the whole broadcast. See if I care. That's it. I'm going home. I'm done.
Now you have somebody in Danville thinking it might happen. I just doubled your ratings. I get no thanks.
None.
Wow. It's a tough audience. It's a tough crowd. Tomorrow, comments, Bill O'Brien, plus Steve Greer, Jamie Bestwick, X Games.